How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Hiram?
Yeah, it is. Hello?
Mr. Hiram, thank you so much for holding. My name is Andy. I'm one of the specialists that handle crisis data. How's your day going so far, Hiram?
Can you repeat that? Your voice is muffled for some reason.
Oh, goodness. Can you hear me now? Is that better? Sorry.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Nice. No, so I was just saying, good morning. Thank you for holding on. My name is Andy. I'm one of the specialists. I handle pricing for the state of Utah. And, how's the morning going so far? How's your Monday?
Going pretty good. Just working, man.
Yeah. It feels like a Monday, right? Another short-lived weekend, but at least we're back at it.
You're right.
And I know you were speaking with Tara. She's my mapping coordinator. She asked me to jump on the line here to apply a discounted rate for you, but... Yeah, do you have any questions I could ask you for you, Hiram, about the campaign or how it works?
Just really pricing, really. We've got a lot going on. I already listed on Angie's, and that actually happened yesterday. Actually Saturday. And it was pretty expensive. We're not a big company. We're a new company, and we just want to – I'm willing to pay more if my yearly budget goes up.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Nice thing about our campaign is my clients see a 12-to-1 return on investment with our Google first page listing, because that shows up in front of the third-party directories. You know, keep in mind, like, Angie's List, HomeAdvisor.com, Yelp, Yahoo – HomeDepot.com, right? They all use Google to promote their name.
What
we're doing is eliminating the directory, that middleman, and then having the direct phone calls go to you whenever they just do a Google search. And it's totally fine to have directories and have different platforms. Everybody has different things like Yelp, Yahoo, Apple Maps. Really, the more that you have, the better results. But the thing with just having that third-party directory, Hiram, if you're there for months and years and you're generating reviews and you have over 35 reviews and you have a 5 out of 5 star rating, as soon as you want to cancel or as soon as you want to discontinue or pause them, the reviews, the star ratings, the photos, it's gone because you're on somebody else's third-party directory. Now, with the Google campaign, since it's a search engine, all the reviews, the analytical clicks, star ratings, photos will stay with you long-term. It doesn't matter if you do this for 3 years or 3 months, you'll still leave with a much stronger presence that you came in with. Absolutely. Really important. But nice thing about working with channel partners is also the results. Everything is based off analytics, algorithms, and what people search, so you always get the best results. But it's a long-term marketing campaign that's more like a digital business card, because nowadays, first place they want to verify you on is Google whenever they see your information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with the campaign, it just became available within our company, and we're filling it today. So once we work with you, we're going to close out the category, and we can't work with anyone else that does what you do, just so we could focus on maximizing your results.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm sure you see a value of being – yeah, go ahead.
How do we proceed, and what's the monthly cost going to be?
Yeah, get you the bottom line price. We do have the Cyber Monday rate available here, so I'm going to override the credit and make sure to save you more than 70% off the price, so you could try it month to month. And I passed over a quick text. I'm not sure if you heard a message kind of buzz in or ping in by chance. Probably put me on speaker. Sometimes it's kind of a little easier to correspond, but it's just going to say local splash. Click our link to see our price.
Yeah, I got it.
Excellent. Yeah, you can see at the top, it should say take control of your online presence, I believe in bright blue writing. And as you scroll down, you can see there's 4 different packages. You can also see the 18 years of expertise and the Google partnership ads let you know we've been handpicked, trained, certified, so you're in great hands. But normally it's $599, and there's a $299 setup fee. Today we're going to waive the setup fee and bring your price from $599 to just $249 month to month.
Month to month?
Yeah, month to month. No contracts.
Okay.
And I got to mention, my clients, like I said, they see a 12-to-1 return on investment just because of everything that's in that package. It's one of the most profitable programs. Covers the Google first page for all your keywords, search terms, and areas, cities you want to cover. You're also locking in Bing, which is Microsoft's version of Google. It'll lock in Facebook ads, so you get social media advertising connected with the Google first page, which is huge. And directories bundled in. Yahoo, Apple Maps, sites you normally have to pay for are also included with the month-to-month program. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But we're literally going to cover you on all bases with that platinum package month-to-month.
Sure, let's do it.
Absolutely. You're going to love it, no question. And I think you probably have photos, you know, maybe logo ready to kind of send over to us so we can start branding it, or?
Yeah, I don't have my laptop with me. I have my phone, but I'm waiting for my guys to get here. I have to get them set up to work today, but as soon as, if you send me, how do I actually get into the website and all that, or do I just email the photo to you?
Good question. Really good question. So, yeah, since we're applying at this kind of rate, I'm going to create the profile over the phone, lock in everything as far as pricing, send over your welcome email, your invoice and terms, and then we'll lock in a client interview time, which could be later on today where you kind of cover keywords, areas you want to cover, any ads you want to run, and also content like photos. And that'll be done with the technician team. Really nice, really smart, so they can kind of cross the T's and dot the I's and, you know, represent you properly how you want to cross the internet. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And creating
can you get me set up real quick so I can get my guys together? I can't be on the phone for an hour here.
No problem. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and create the profile here. Take me about 3 minutes here to lock everything in and also get the invoice sent out to you, and we can schedule out that client interview. Main thing is just closing it out and locking it in. That way you don't have someone come and take it from right under your foot. So, yeah. And I'm just going to verify the information here. I have Dragon, the name of the business and how you want it to appear on the first page. I have Dragon Sun LLC. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Very nice. Love that name. Very unique. Very creative. And then Google. Mm-hmm. They do allow just one number for the first page. Would you like to use the 602-698-2881 as a primary line of contact for you?
Sure.
Perfect. And we'll send over a welcome email to you. Also a welcome text with everything in writing, your invoice, your terms. You're also going to have login credentials, so you have access to make any changes, switch over photos with the push of a button. For you, what's the best email address for you in the business?
It's 26 Hiram, H-I-R-A-M, 26. At Gmail.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead and spell that for you. So 26HIRIM at gmail.com. Is that correct?
A-M. H-I-R-A-M.
A-M. Excuse me. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And then as far as business hours and how you want it to appear, what hours are you open for service calls and phone calls?
What? 8 to 6.
8 to 6. Very nice. Is it Monday through Friday or 6 or 7 days out of the week?
Monday through Saturday.
Perfect. And then just to organize the campaign on our end, what is your last name?
Baker, B-A-K-E-R.
Very nice. And as far as forms of payments, once you're done with the job, clients, how can they pay you? Are you accepting check and cash? Do you accept Visa, Zelle, or Apple Pay as a form of payment?
Apple Pay, Zelle, cash, checks.
Excellent. Very nice. And if you ever want to make any changes, maybe you want to switch over an ad or for Veterans Day, you have free photos, or you want to switch over a photo, or you want to switch over maybe the hours of operation, right? Any adjustments to the keywords, the programming, it's all included for free, just for future reference whenever you need to, okay?
Sure.
Very nice. Excellent. Then what I'll do here is I'm going to apply the override credit so we could lock in your pricing. Also, since we have you in at a reduced rate, we'll read off a 60-second voice verification. And it just outlines the service agreement that it's month-to-month, $249, no contracts. This part's just another added protection for you as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you, sir. Right here. And in terms of securing your campaign for the $249, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
My Visa.
Okay. The name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
Let's do my name. I use my debit.
Okay. Excellent. And
I just use it for my taxes later.
Yeah, 100%. It's also a tax write-off since it's a form of marketing for your business also. So absolutely.
Yeah.
And is there a middle initial on the card? Is it just your first and last name?
No, it's first, middle, and last.
Oh, nice. Okay. And what is your middle name?
Hiram, H-I-R-A-M.
Got it. And your first name?
Irving, I-R-V-I-N-G.
Awesome. Anybody, you go by Hiram?
I do, yes.
Awesome. No worries. I have a note here, so it's perfect. Thank you, sir. And then Hiram, the card number, whenever you're ready, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and quality assurance.
4744-8801.
Okay.
4159.
Okay.
8381.
Thank you. Expiration date, month, and year?
Expiration 0728.
Okay. And the security code on the back of the card?
506.
506. Thank you, sir. And the billing address for the card is the same as the office location, the 2943 South 600 East?
That's not. Also, oh, okay. That's another question. So that the state of Utah, I'm a small company. I'm not like Big D Construction or any of these big guys out here.
Sure.
And for my Google location, customers are not going to go to that location because the office ain't even ready.
Oh, understood. No worries. Yeah, what will happen is, I'm going to cut you off. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just don't need customers going to that building looking for my company because there's nothing there.
Understood. Yeah, no problem. No problem at all. Yeah, what it will do is just hide the actual address and just have the city state whenever someone sees your information on that first page. Yeah, no problem at all. Go ahead.
Yeah. Later, I would love to add an address so people could come to the office and discuss things. But as of right now, I really don't. So it's an empty field. If they go there, they're going to think this is some scam or something, and it's not. Before, I've been on Google to where I was trying to go to a company, and it's an empty lot or an abandoned house or something because they own the property, but they needed an address for the company for the state, right? So smaller companies don't have that luxury of having a workspace right now. I don't have the luxury of it.
No problem. Yeah, no, and that's totally fine. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Google does understand a lot of people work out of their home office. So that's why they have that option where they could hide the actual address. You can even hide the whole address if you like and just have the number there to call you directly. So, yeah, great question. Yeah, but, no doubt. We wouldn't want anybody knocking on your door or going to an address that's just like a field. That'll definitely make you look different. So no doubt we'll definitely hide it whenever your information is displayed online.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I appreciate it. And then I have plenty of photos. I have a lot of stuff to give you guys, so whatever you guys need, I can provide that. And I have a 5-star rating with over 100 customers in Utah, just so you know.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, that's really good. Yeah, we'll lock in a client interview time with the tech, and I'm really nice.
Yeah.
They're really smart. They'll just ask you about keywords, areas you want to cover, if you're offering free estimates, photos, content, just to make sure we cross the T's and dot the I's. And then just to have the correct billing address for the card.
It's 6560. It's my home address. 6560 South Canyon, C-A-Y-N-O-N, Canyon Cove, C-O-V-E.
Got it.
Drive, Holiday, Utah.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to go ahead and type that in now. And I'm just going to send this off to the Department of Finance. Mm-hmm. And you said this is a home address you don't want to display, so I'll have that noted also.
Yeah. I don't want my home address displayed at all. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah, no problem.
I had my tool stolen before.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm trying to be as careful as possible, so.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah, a lot of people hide their address, so no worries. It's pretty common, especially, with Google listings and having home offices, so no worries.
Yeah, so if one of my clients want to find me, all they have to do is go to the state of Utah. It's that easy.
Right. Oh, nice.
But
yeah, exactly.
Crooks don't know that stuff. People that are out there, like, steal your stuff or to commit fraud or something, they don't know none of that. So
that's very true.
Normally,
very true.
They don't.
No doubt. And then, that's awesome. Yeah, no, and I'm going to go ahead and just apply the credit. I'm going to send this off to the Department of Finance. And you're kind of short on time, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. But you're going to get a welcome email and a welcome text while we're on the phone. I'm just going to verify that they're landing and you're able to open them so you can kind of outline your services. Your pricing, I know it's a promotional rate for today, but that's grandfathered in for life. So it doesn't matter if you do this for 3
mm-hmm.
months, 6 months. It's always that same rate as long as you're with us month to month. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Welcome to the team. And I'm going to go ahead and also, yeah, you're so welcome. I'm going to read off the voice verification here. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and just an added protection for you. So, yes, sir. It states, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dragon Sun, LLC.
Very nice. Thank you. So please state your name and title within the business.
Irving Hiram Baker, 100% ownership of Dragon Sun.
Thank you, sir. So are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am, yes.
It says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, and as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Nice. I can explain that briefly. So basically, if anybody calls you, Hiram, and they offer something similar where they want to lock in Google Maps, run Facebook advertising, cover directories.
Yeah. You guys are already doing it.
Exactly. Just don't pay them before you, you know, it sounds like our program. Don't pay them and just give us a call. That way we could kind of verify.
So I'm already on Angie, just in HomeAdvisor, just so you know.
Yeah, that's totally fine. That's a third party directory. So that's completely different. Right. Yeah. If they talk about Google and putting you on Google Maps, the first page or anything like that, just give us a call. That way you're not paying for two things you already have with us.
Sure.
Awesome. And the last part here says, for your payment, an initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is November 27, 2023, and the discounted amount of just $249. Now, it's a recurring payment, so when your term is completed, agreement would automatically renew each month on the same date, 27th, same discounted amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing's due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the program in the future. Now, do you agree and understand to use renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Very nice. Excellent, Hiram. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family. I mean, I know in my heart it's going to be a phenomenal marketing campaign for you. So welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Yeah, 100%. Next thing we'll do here is the client interview with the technician. What they're going to cover is kind of the meat and potatoes of the program, ask you for content, any specifics you'd like for your Facebook ad. So that's the nice thing about it. You have a social media campaign and also a search engine. So it'll kind of be a dual service because we understand that's where about 90% of the buying decisions are made when someone does a search. And let me go ahead and I'm going to open up the calendar and just verify the best time that best fits your schedule so we can put you in for that phone call. And let's go ahead and see here. So it looks like I do have a spot. I'll see if this will work for you. But I have one tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the morning. Would that be a good time to call you?
To call me?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. Tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
10 o'clock? Awesome. And we usually block out an hour window, so it's between 10 and 11, just in case of any questions. I mean, typically it doesn't take an hour. It's about 20, 30 minutes, 40 minutes max, so it shouldn't take up too much of your time. But it's just an important phone call to get the programming done, okay?
Sure.
Awesome. Other than that, you're all squared away. I also just want to make sure you're getting our welcome text and our welcome email. That'll just say your name. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. As soon as you get a chance or a second, you could click on the live link to kind of view and accept your terms. And one last thing, you're also going to have a security question. So Hiram, as you start growing, maybe you have a secretary or a certain department that wants to call in or a person to make a change. We're always going to ask this security question just to make sure they're authorized to do so. But as far as the options, we do have the city you were born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name. Which one would you want to use as a security question?
My mom's maiden name.
Okay. Hey, and what was your mother's maiden name?
Cynthia.
Excellent. So perfect. Yeah. So if anybody calls in, just make sure they know the answer to the security question because we wouldn't allow them to make a change to the web, to the listing, to any of the ads. So it's just a security question to protect your campaign. So absolutely. Excellent. Yeah. And then other than that, when you have a second, check out your terms page. It'll be me and the technician that's going to call you tomorrow between 10 and 11 so we can kind of finish up the client interview. And I'm also going to send over an example of how our tracking dashboard looks. So as premier Google channel partners, all of our campaigns comes with tracking systems. So you could actually track our work. You can see how many clicks you're getting, your high-performing keywords, reviews you're generating. So you can kind of take a look. Yeah. It's a really nice back-office tool. And I'm just going to send over an example in a text so you could look at it when you get a chance, okay?
Sure.
Awesome. Other than that, I mean, welcome to the team. Just be ready here tomorrow so we can kind of get everything done with the client interview. But shouldn't take no more than an hour, but it is a pretty important phone call to get everything done, okay?
Of course. Yep. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. Hi, have a great day. Yeah, we'll talk to you here tomorrow. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.